Her saintly remains were thought to have been found under Much Wenlock's parish church, now called Holy Trinity, and this helped the town continue to flourish as a religious destination. It grew in wealth and status under the extended priory well into the Middle Ages, until it was finally closed in 1540 with Henry VIII's dissolution of the monasteries. Pilgrims were such a big business for the town that a whole tourist industry of accommodation, food, trade, souvenirs and craftsmen sprung up around them. Occupied first by Neolithic, Bronze Age and Iron Age tribes, then the Romans, this desirable destination was in some ways ready-made for the Anglo-Saxons to move in, then the Normans, the Tudors and the Victorians to follow. The houses around the town are like a historical timeline. Stone villas, a ruined abbey, timbered mansions, stone cottages, red-bricked manor houses, all converging around the priory as a place of pilgrimage. The underwater waters of Much Wenlock were here long before its white church or Winlockia, the Celtic word from which the town takes its name. My real interest lies in the very early stages of this town's formation as a settlement around water and its possible origins as a centre for pagan water worship. In the 7th century, Wenlock was known as Wimicas from the Gaul River named Vimina, in reference to the streams which meet here. The town sits in a bowl. The surrounding hills and fields filter water down via streams into that bowl, to an underground reservoir of water, which then emerges in the many springs and wells that rise around the town.